This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for another extraordinarily informative, if I do say so myself, either hour of Good Day Health on the radio or the summation of a lot of the work that we do in podcast form at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can hear Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus with their weekly overviews of some of the important news from their point of view. Ken happens to be more of a traditional evidence-based doctor, and Jack is on the cutting edge of a lot of new things, so we put the two of them together, and the information is there for you to listen to and inform yourself. That's what people like about it, because it's chock full of tips and information and help. That's GoodDayHealthShow.com, podcast of the radio program. And so in working with Ken for all these years, I got used to sort of his way of doing things. And one of the things that makes him comfortable and makes him worthwhile for your purposes is that he will take this information from all of the health journals that are published around the world and relate it to you so you understand what the information means to you. For example, the American Heart Association publishing the results of info that was presented at their meeting, the meat and blood connection, blood pressure and meat. This surprises me, Ken.
Well, and hopefully I'm also on the cutting edge of new and breaking things.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I think that that a lot of times people think, you know me better than that.
I'm just teasing you.
I know. But there are a lot of people who think that doctors who are cut from the cloth that you are, that have all these degrees and they go to the medical schools and stuff, are sort of stuck in a rut, and the newer people, more innovative in the sense that they use a lot of things that are not traditional. They're called kooks by some, quacks by others, and yet lots of people are flooding to them.
Well, it depends what you define as new. I just think that where I come from, you just want to make sure you're looking for the new. I'm looking for the new every day, but I want to just make sure it's safe and effective before I let any of my patients experience it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how sick you are. If you're really sick, you're going to try anything.
If you have no other options, then you need to go into a research protocol. And
a perfect example, I'm going to digress for a second here and give you the story. I have a very close friend in my hometown of Framingham who happens to be a state rep who's been fighting for about 2 years a really, really bad cancer, lymphoma that has eaten away. He had tumors on his elbow, under his arms, that were the size of baseballs. And he's being treated at Brigham and Dana-Farber at Brigham and Women's in Boston.
Well, I'm sure they're giving him whatever
everything that they have thrown everything, Ken. This is a bad case. And he was given, the first time around, he had a traditional chemo treatment, and it stabilized the cancer. It stopped it from growing while he was on it. Uh-huh. And then, when he got off of it, it bounced right back again.
Have they tried immunotherapy with him?
Yes. He's done that. He's on that, as a matter of fact, now. But he went to, there was a process. They took his white blood cells and sent him to Seattle to have some kind of DNA.
This is immunotherapy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And it did the most of any treatment that he's had so far, but it didn't get rid of all of it.
So what they're trying to do is find a specific antigen to make an antibody.
And I saw him last week, and I thought he was done for. And yesterday, he and I had a conversation on the phone for an hour. I was so thankful. I cried talking to him. He says, "Don't you get emotional, because then I'll get emotional." But he sounded so. I mean, he was telling me stuff that he wanted me to know that, you know, would take place if he weren't there.
So the immunotherapy is making him feel a little better?
Now he's on some other routine. They told him there's a 30-35% chance that it would work. All they're really trying to do is get him strong enough so he can do a bone marrow transplant, which for people, I went through that with my former wife. Yeah, she had that three times, and it managed to keep her going for 21 years after she was basically at 44 given a death sentence because she had a really bad case, stage 4 breast cancer, and it was pretty much curtains.
Right. And looking at the new and the innovative, you know, in the past you may have thought that, oh, all they have to offer me is chemotherapy, how horrible it is, and that's going to be, you know, my final exit. Don't think that way anymore because there's this whole new area of immunotherapy, which is different than chemotherapy.
Yes.
And that's why people are suddenly, when they had no hope before, making it out. One of our longest living presidents from Georgia. Suddenly,
his brain cancer. Look at him. He's in 90.
Exactly. He has had this new immunotherapy, and with the old chemotherapy, he would have never made it.
No. And they used to use radiation, which is really barbarous. They have not used radiation on my friend. They did use it on Tony, when she had the cancer, went from her breast to her one of her femurs, and then they operated on it, took the wrong part of her bone out, wrecked her bone. They had to take the bone out. They put a cadaver bone in, and it lasted for a couple of years, and then it rotted, and they had to take that out and put another one in. And the third time, they put a plastic one in, and then it went to her brain, and then it went to her lungs, and then it was in her lymph node. And finally, after 21 years, she said, I'm not doing this anymore, and that was the end of that.
And what they're doing with the immunotherapy, Doug, is they're just finding a unique protein on the cancer cell, which is not found on the normal cell, and then they just make an antibody against that unique protein. So they selectively kill the cancer cells, and all of the normal cells stay around.
And because this is such a new protocol, Ken, they were worried with him. He was under constant watch. Every 15 minutes, a nurse would come in. He was on that protocol you're talking about that really wipes out the cancer. I mean, you could see in days the difference in his body.
And the problem with the chemotherapy is it could not so well select the normal from the cancer cells.
Right.
And it killed so many of the normal cells. Everything was gone.
Yeah, it killed everything.
This is totally different.
This the impact on him... in that it got rid of most of it, but it didn't get rid of all of it, so I don't know why they didn't do it again, except it really takes a toll on your body otherwise. But what they were concerned about was when he first went on, they watched him very carefully for the first, I think, 24, 48 hours, because this thing kills the cancer so fast that in previous experience with it, the patient would die of toxicity because the liver and the spleen and the kidneys couldn't flush the dead cancer cells out fast enough, so it was toxic to your system, and that's what killed you. So now they monitor. He was monitored every 15 minutes for the time he was in the hospital. I think he went in three times, 3 days at a time when he was doing this.
Unexpected, and amazing effectiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I was so sad because he's a wonderful guy, and I thought he was done for. And yesterday, my God, it sounded like I was talking to a different person. So he's lost a lot of weight, but he, you know, his mind is great, and he lives to do the work that he does. So anytime you can get into it, you know, he and I.
Is he getting nutritional support also?
Yeah, he is now. Yeah.
Good.
So when I called him yesterday, he answered the phone at the second ring, and I haven't been able to talk to him since last week. So I could hear his smiling voice. He said, so how are you doing? I said, maybe more importantly, how are you doing? And so we went off on his treatment, and what was the latest, for 5 or 6 minutes. And he said, enough about me. Let's talk about what we're doing. So they went off for an hour talking about the projects that we're working on, but it was the first time I've ever experienced that. My experience in my family with cancer has been it's a one-way road, and it's the road out of town.
Well, that was before immunotherapy.
Yeah, right, it was. Yeah.
So if you have cancer in the family, you know, just make sure you're in a center where they have that as an option.
Yeah.
They may not go to it first, but just be where that is on the table.
And under the circumstances, my experience has been, I don't know what it is, wherever the teaching hospitals are, usually that's the best place to go for this kind of stuff. But in Boston, where everybody yaks about Mass General, I don't think Mass General is the best at anything. That's my experience, except when you sent me to the guy who was the brain expert. That was a fabulous experience for me, and he's at Mass General. But generally speaking, I can't say about heart stuff because I don't have anybody in my family. My father, you know, when he had his stroke, he wasn't really being treated. He was part of a protocol.
Well, you have a lot of choices where you are. You're fortunate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out. It was and Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber now, really, when it comes to conventional care for this sort of thing, they're really on the cutting edge. And you can see it in the way they have several floors at Brigham and Women's. That's all they do. And everybody's in their own room. They're isolated. You wear a mask when you go in. You know, that kind of stuff. But I'm so happy that he's come back around and just, you know, hold a good thought for him. He's a fabulous guy. And so when you know the suffering, you can look at their faces and listen. I mean, a week ago he said to me, I've had enough of this. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's what Tony said at the end. You know, I just don't want to do this
anymore. Was that before he started the immunotherapy or after?
Yeah, that was before this. And then over the weekend they got him on this other thing.
Right.
They brought him home yesterday.
It's amazing.
So it really is. You know, it's something that you hold out for so many people. You know, the other side of it is, why is there so damn much cancer around? That's a different subject for a different, perhaps, discussion. But it is...
Well,
you know,
cancer generally is a disease of aging. And, you know, clearly there are environmental factors that are do it, but it's also, you know, we're living longer. The start of our country...
Well, he's 65.
Uh-huh.
And Tony was only 44 when she got her... I think breast cancer is a different thing.
Well, there's a genetic component, and there's the smoking component.
Yeah,
and there's other environmental issues. But,
yeah.
You know, you go back to the start of our country, 1776. You've heard me say this before. And the life expectancy was 35 years
right.
old.
George Washington was an old man at 45.
Ben Franklin was an oddity.
Yeah, very much so. He was in his 70s.
Odd. But 35 was the average life expectancy. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to see very little cancer. If people are going, it's 35.
It wasn't until after World War II that things started to change. The average man was lucky to live to be 50. Good day health.
Build a better basket at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find everything you need and the sweet deals you want. This week only, fill their baskets with M&M's, Hershey's Easter Kisses, eggs and miniatures, just 2 for $5. Then fill yours with savings on hundreds of cosmetics, like Revlon and CoverGirl, all buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good, save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And change after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Health broadcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Fabulous place to go for any kind of medical procedure. He's a cardiologist, obviously, Lake Cardiology, duh. But he is so good at understanding what else is going on in the body and is great when it comes to assessing things like CAT scans of your whole body. He does that for me every year when I have my day with him. You can spend a day with him. 352-735-1400 is Dr. Ken's number, whether you're in Central Florida, whether you're in the Southeast, or anywhere you are. There are people that come from out of this country to see Ken. He's that good. So check out 352-735-1400. That's the number for Lake Cardiology and an inside conversation with Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. You can send your questions to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com or at Doug Stephan, the Twitter connection with any questions. We try to get to some of them as time allows. But going through all this information that comes out every week from these various proceedings is very important because there's a lot of trending information here. So because Ken is a cardiologist, actually we started with this and then get off onto that. It was a good conversation about cancer treatments, that sort of thing. Let's talk about the research done and what's being published, the effects of eating meat that's well done, well cooked. This is for me. Well, I don't eat meat, but I won't eat fish that isn't well done. I won't touch sushi. I won't eat anything like this. I mean, I'll eat raw vegetables, things like that. But with meat, I've seen too much of what happens and how the meat comes to the marketplace. So I wouldn't advise anybody to eat meat unless it's well done. But apparently that's not good for your blood pressure.
Well, I think in this study, they're seeing another option between raw and well done.
Yeah.
So this is a report from the American Heart Association meeting this week. And in fact, there's another report on meat from the Journal of Hepatology that we can get to. But first, the American Heart Association meeting study. And you might think twice about how you want the steak cooked, because people who like their steak well done instead of rare are 15% more likely to develop high blood pressure over the next 12 to 16 years. And reducing the amount of red meat and avoiding the use of open flame or high temperature cooking methods may potentially aid in high blood pressure prevention. And the key here is everything in moderation. I'm not advocating no red meat and no never having something broiled, but just everything in moderation.
When's the last time you had a piece of red meat?
I'll probably have a steak once or twice a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But mostly we eat fish.
Correct. And chicken and turkey and veal. And
so do I take from what you just said?
I'm on a Mediterranean diet.
Yeah,
but I'm not. I have treats. You know, I like to go to Ruth Chris. I'll give them a plug.
Really? You do?
Oh, absolutely.
You never took me there. But you know, I don't.
Next time you're here, we'll go.
We'll go there. I'd rather have ice cream. If I'm going to be bad, I'd much rather have a bowl of ice cream.
I love occasionally having a grilled steak at Ruth's. Treats are okay, but that's not what you want to live on every day.
No. So go back to the grilling thing for a minute. You talked about, I wasn't sure what you were saying. Grilling good, grilling bad? Because grilling brings this carcinogens galore.
Correct. I was saying bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Avoiding the open flame or high temperature cooking, that's not good.
Really bad. Anything on the grill, I know it tastes great. It's one side
and
of it.
Again,
you know,
moderation.
It's wonderful, it's fun, but it's awful. Unless you cook it in aluminum foil or something.
Grilling, broiling, frying are not the best ways to go.
The open flame, it's really bad for you. All right, we'll talk about that hepatological study, how do you like that, in a matter of moments, plus a focus on your farts, 28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I've been doing this for a living for how long? This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's having an interesting conversation with Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, about parenting. And now back to the focus on meats. If you're just joining us, Dr. Ken was talking about a survey, or a study actually done by American Heart Association, which suggests that if you cook your meat to a well-done state, it may not be good for your blood pressure. And so from that, we move into another focus on red meats, processed meats, and what else that's harmful for. So let's get to that, Ken.
Yeah, interesting. In the same week, there's a report also about red and processed meats, and it's linked to the liver. And this is in the Journal of Hepatology. Hepatology is just a big word in medicine for liver, study of liver. So eating a lot of processed and red meats increases your risk of developing a serious liver condition and insulin resistance also, which is a precursor to type 2 diabetes, Doug. People who consume the highest amounts of red and processed meats, they have a nearly 50% increased risk of, this is a mouthful, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and more than 50% higher risk of developing insulin resistance. Also cooking meat at high temperature, as we talked about before, for a long time, such as grilling, broiling, or frying, it's associated with about a double the risk of insulin resistance. And this is the pathway to diabetes again. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, what is that? This is a condition that causes fat to deposit in the liver. And in some people, this can lead to inflammation and scarring of the liver. So
we had cows who would get fatty liver disease.
Exactly.
They die from it.
Exactly.
They didn't treat it well. liver, I think people forget. I think the liver and perhaps the kidneys are taken for granted. Most people don't know what they do, how they function, how important they are to your health and well-being. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, critical. Most people, they happen passively. You know, I think we think about our kidneys a bit. It's hard to forget about your kidneys. But the liver, boy, that's working there. We have no idea it's working. It's not working till it's not working.
Right, and you better take care of it. We have a lot of good supplements around, things that you can eat
that
are good.
The acetaminophen, these are all workouts for the liver.
Yeah,
and get down to ideal body weight because the fat gets deposited in the liver.
Yep, very important. Pay attention to it. Take supplements. That's what I do.
It's the filter of the body. You can't live without it.
No, it is. Everything that goes through your body is going through. That's a great way of describing it, Ken, the filter of the body. So pay attention to your liver and don't eat processed food. That's pretty much the message there.
And it also makes a lot of important ingredients that you need for your body to function properly.
Yeah. Okay. Next item of interest here from the various studies that Ken has examined this week is a focus on housework and why. I don't know if this is medical or psychological. Sometimes, well, I believe, you know me, I talk about spirit-mind-body connection all the time. And so the psychological impact of a husband picking up the housework and what it does to the romance, I don't know what this is. Medically speaking, are you just flirting with this because you thought it was an interesting story?
Well, we've all seen Chicago, you know, when mom is happy, everyone's happy, if I can paraphrase. And this, I think, is an offshoot of that. This comes out of a very legitimate medical journal called Social Forces this month. Husbands who are less than satisfied with their sex lives might want to fire up the vacuum cleaner, Doug. And why? Because this new research suggests that when partners in a marriage feel the division of housework is fair, sexual satisfaction improves for both. And like in most marriages, communication is so important. This is something, guys, you want to talk to your wife about, and vice versa.
All right. So I'm going to carry this one step further in terms of romance, romantic partners, and what they do or they don't do with each other. There's a study out this week that I'm sure you avoided, or you probably didn't see it, but if you did see it, you would have avoided it because it's indelicate.
Yes,
but it has to do with passing gas. Did you see it?
Go. You take this.
Oh, yeah. You're going to let me carry the water here. The idea of breaking wind in front of or with your romantic partner. It happens in bed. I mean, come on. We've all had it happens in the car.
We all do this.
Of course we do.
Men and women. Believe it or not, women also.
Yes.
We all
have to. Women don't
want to
admit it, but they do. I've been told by someone better than me, I think, in many ways that, we don't pass gas. It's not, you know, it's like asking a woman how old she is. When's the last time you passed gas? Anyway,
this is not a good question.
The bottom line is, if you pass gas, toot, if you will, with your partner, it's looked upon as being a good thing. It means the two people are in love and at ease with each other. Then there are couples who are not comfortable even about talking about the idea of passing gas, never mind actually doing it. They find it humiliating. And if that's the case, if you can't, this study suggests, this is done by a woman named Shannon Chavez, psychologist, sex therapist, works with couples, says that if you can't talk about normal body functions, if you can't have fun around passing gas, if you think it's gross, dirty, stinky, and not to be discussed, then your marriage is over. Your romance is dead. That's the way
I think it's a good sign that you're attached and comfortable and at one with each other if you can get to this level.
So last night, Megan and Miles and I were in a restaurant. And this
theory.
It wasn't just that. There was a kid who walked by the table, and he let out this huge fire. I looked at his mother, we burst into laughter, and the gales of laughter, and he started talking about his gas.
And as a problem?
Well, he was only, I think he was about a year older than Miles, so Miles doesn't really, you know, he's just getting out of diapers and stuff, so it's not.
Did Miles
laugh?
It was a
healthy conversation. Miles didn't hear the conversation. Megan did.
Miles is the grandson for everybody.
Yeah, Miles is my grandson. My daughter is Megan. And so we all just had a big laugh about it. But yet it's something that's so normal, it's like your heart beating. It's something that your body has to do because there are impurities in your body that just there, like you get rid of through urination or you in your when you go to the bathroom.
Unfortunately, there are cultures that consider this dirty and something you never talk about. And I'm not advocating that, but I have.
No, because you know, it's a good sign your body is working well. You got to get rid of the urine. You got to get rid of the solids and you got to get rid of the gas. And sometimes it doesn't all work that way at the same time. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't.
I would not recommend that you try out this theory with people you don't know well.
No, no, you can't. You can't do it unless you're very comfortable with them.
With the
and
person.
Even then, I can remember having an experience that was absolutely hysterical. We were riding to Florida, and I was asked to stop because she needed to go to the bathroom. It was obvious she needed. When I teased her about it, she got her face got all red and she started laughing. No, it's not me. You know that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, the point is, if you're laughing at others for this, someone else is going to get the last laugh. I guarantee you, before you get off of planet Earth.
Right. But if you don't have flatulence, you got a larger health
problem.
You're
obstructed.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's controlling it more than anything else.
It's a lot has to do with what you eat. You know, if you're on an incredibly high whole grain diet, fiber, you know, you're going to be making a lot of noise.
Yep, a lot of burping. The girls laugh at me because of how much, you know, when we're not on the air and the
microphone. You're on a high fiber diet.
I'm happy to.
So you're tooting away.
Plenty of stuff coming out of both
ends. You don't
want
any explosion in there.
Probably too much information. All right. Let's keep moving here. Hold
it's
on.
It's like that old, that old steam pot that you had with the little safety valve that would keep it from exploding.
Yes. All right. We're going to talk about planes, flu, where you sit in the plane in a moment. First, though, I want to remind you about omega-3s and the, from the fish oil side of thing, omega-3s are the best, and it is the best way to get the omega-3s is to eat a lot of fish. If you don't have the ability to do that, then I have the next best thing. And that is a combination, a capsule that has both omega-3s in it and krill oil. Omega-3s, as Ken will tell you, great for the circulation, great to get your muscles full of blood, your brain full of blood, your liver, as we were talking about, your kidneys, all of them need lots of blood. So the omega-3 is good for that. And then the krill oil is great because it boosts your joint comfort. It supports liquidity, the bursa around the joint, so they don't creak and they don't get sore and, you know, all those things that happen when you get a little age on you. So that's why Purity is so sure krill omega 50 plus will work for you. And they would like you to call this number now, 800-355-1493. Get the free bottle now at 800-355-1493. Again, free bottle, 800-355-1493.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Build a better basket at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find everything you need and the sweet deals you want. This week only, fill their baskets with M&M's, Hershey's Easter Kisses, eggs, and miniatures, just 2 for $5. Then fill yours with savings on hundreds of cosmetics, like Revlon and CoverGirl, all buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good, save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. but only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hirsch, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
Good day, health. Dr. Doug here with an overview of a massive problem that we have here in America, hepatitis A. Huge outbreak in San Diego, for example. This is a preventable but deadly virus that spread through contact with human feces. Now, this is something that we've been talking about since last fall, actually, and San Diego began washing streets that they believed were contributing to the problem. They're washing the streets with bleach and also have started a local vaccination campaign. Soon, the national conversation came back around to this because there are similar outbreaks that continue around our country. In California, other places besides San Diego, as a matter of fact, they have some health data that I found. Hepatitis A cases shot up 48% in California and about 40% around the country because of all of the bad things. It's a combination of the homeless population who are defecating on the streets. And in California, where the weather is warm, any place the weather is warm, there's a lot of, you know, that's really the bottom line here. In San Diego, so far this year, 580 cases, 20 deaths. So San Diego County's health department is spending $10 million trying to prevent this. It is very preventable. It's all about cleansing. It's all about being clean. It's all about thinking. But a lot of folks that are out on the street are not paying any real attention to this, as you can imagine. They're too busy trying to just survive. Louisville, Kentucky is the latest city to break out as well. 128 people sick there, and nobody has died yet. So something to be aware of, and a public service bit of information here. All right, let's get back to this here. 47 after the hour, Dr. Kent Kronhaus, Dr. Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The way to avoid catching the flu on the plane. Here we go. Ken, this is something that's been floating around this week. A lot of people have been talking about this. What's the secret?
It's going to be harder to get those window seats after you hear this. Right. And this is a serious study done out of the very reputable Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This is not junk science. And these scientists studied where is the best place to sit in an airplane when people have flu and are coughing away. And they concluded after studying air currents and people movements that if you're worried about catching a cold or flu on an airplane, Doug, get a window seat and do not leave it until the flight is over. That's your best chance.
You know, that is, right, if you're on a 6-7 hour flight, it's hard to do
then
that.
You have an issue, yes. You don't want to get, you're trading off blood clots for the flu.
I do not sit on the window seat, especially when I go back and forth across the country every week or so. I will sit on an aisle and that's it. If I'm in a row, if I have to sit, in like the bulkhead or someplace like that, it's kind of cozy actually to be on the inside seat because you can put your head against the side of the plane go to sleep.
Well,
but
you've done well over the years. You haven't gotten it, so it's not broken, don't fix it. But this is what, you know, for what it's worth, what they conclude.
When you think about the stuff that's in the plane, we talk about Salmonella, E. coli, and other bacteria, Listeria, and all these things that are around food that is cooked. But they've done studies of planes because they don't clean the planes anymore like they used to. They never wipe off the trays. They don't wipe. The bathroom is, you're lucky to have that clean. Walk into a bathroom on a plane, the floor is always sticky. Even when you, it is.
I would agree with that.
Awful. So anyway, what is being suggested by some is that there's a new LED light. Have you heard about this? That has wavelengths that kill bacteria. Trying to use those on planes to kill 23 different kinds of germs. They're called Illumi light. I think it's E-L-L-U-M-I. Illumi lights. And you put them in areas of question, and they will bump off all of the bad bugs that are in, whether it's your kitchen, your bathroom, the plane, wherever it is. But sit close to the window because you have.
And hopefully they're safe for humans.
Yeah. 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 53 after the hour, the benefits of listening to this program include hearing lots of great advice and technical medical advice, but also just an overview of a lot of the things that are going on that have been reported on, a lot of the studies. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues with his service here by overviewing some more of the information that comes out from the various studies that are done, reported on by the medical journals. For example, the risk of dying during pregnancy has doubled if the body that's carrying the host, that would be the mother, is anemic. So why would you, if you're under doctor's care, maybe that's the issue here, Ken.
Exactly.
If you're under doctor's care, how would you get to be anemic?
Well, this is a warning. If you're going to get pregnant, please get to the doctor beforehand and check with a simple blood test. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet Global Health. Anemic pregnant women are twice as likely to die during or shortly after pregnancy than those who are without the blood condition. This is simply diagnosed with a blood test and can be treated almost always. So just take good care of yourself because you got to be around for that child.
All right. So then there's the additional information that comes out this week with regard to a pregnant woman or what happens before you become pregnant. And this looks like a very interesting, the size of one's waist. So what do we glean from this, Ken?
Yeah, this week in the Endocrine Society, we learn that the pre-pregnancy width of a woman's waist, but not whether or not she's actually obese, may be tied to autism risk in her children. And I had a feeling you'd ask me, how is this possible? Well, let me give you the theory.
Let me ask the question. Wait a minute. Ken, how is this possible?
Well, this link, Doug, may be due to fat-induced activity of inflammatory chemicals. They're known as cytokines, which are known to be involved in the development of autism. And it seems that children born to women with a waist circumference of 31.5 inches or more before pregnancy, they're 65% more likely to have autism than those born to mothers with smaller pre-pregnancy waist. So the magic number is 31.5. So, Mom, if you want to get pregnant, maybe you want to get to the gym beforehand if that waist is more than 31.5.
So keep your waist at 31.5 or below.
Before you get pregnant.
Before you get pregnant, it's not going to stay there, obviously, when you're pregnant. But in general, isn't that a rule in terms of long life? You know, there's 36
above
for men or something. I've forgotten. You have a table that you've referenced
40,
from time to time.
It's usually 40, under 40 for men and under 32 for women is what we usually quote. This study went down to 31.5.
Well, but are we talking about general longevity, or are we talking about, you know, somebody who's got a waist that's under, like yours is probably, mine's 34, what yours is probably 33, 32,
yes,
what's your
good
waist?
Yeah. Exactly, very okay good.
All right, so
you have a great
we're in better shape than most, and I even feel uncomfortable with mine being, I think it spreads out a little depending on the time of year, to 35 or 36. But you get to 40, and you see some of these people walking around, you know, the best place to see how bad it is to walk around the airport like I do and see the people. I mean, any place that people congregate, though. And what I find more troubling is when you sit in a seat next to somebody.
Oh, wow.
Who's, it's just really
and waist,
awful.
Waist circumference, Doug, it's an indicator of what's known as central obesity. This is abdominal fat stored around important organs such as liver, mm-hmm, pancreas, and intestines. And that's why the BMI is not really a good predictor of this.
Well, fatty liver is a problem that's caused, and it's something I just learned about recently. Actually, I learned about it because the cows get it. And it's, as you've suggested, cows sometimes get pretty hefty depending on what they're eating. And if the fat sticks around the liver, it can cause malfunction there.
Absolutely.
It's a real problem. One of the problems also that we deal with is the strength in our immune system. So when I tell you about the folks at Balance of Nature and what they've put together in terms of whole ripened fruits that they dry and powder and put them in their capsules, and the same thing with the veggies. So between the fruits and the veggies, you'll get up to 31 different servings a day. If you take one of each in the morning and one of each in the evening, you'll enhance your immune system by 700%. It really is fabulous. You can get more information. Just go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. First month on these products is free, and they have all kinds of special discounts also for us. Get your immune system tuned up and keep it strong. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV to get their fruits and vegetables and take those capsules every day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.